Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, so we're up in arms in here about another one of those AI, how do I say that?
Right.
AITA.
There you go. M-I-V-A-hole.
Nice.
It's basically Aaron's got the whole, I think you have the whole premise down?
I think so.
Okay, what is it?
Pretty much a bride is asking two of her best friends to be the co-maid of honors, but they hate each other. So one of them is like, should I just step out?
Because one of them is like a lifelong friend.
Yes.
And when the other one she met in college, but the one she met in college, they became really tight, and the college friend is trying to shove the lifelong friend out of the picture. That's how the lifelong friend feels like.
So then she's gonna remove herself
to eliminate drama and just let the other one have it.
But then you're doing that chase me thing. Isn't she doing that chase me thing? Where it's like, no. Even though I've known you since we were zygotes. Yeah. Like, what are the names of these bees?
The bride is
Ella.
And then the
college friend is Bree.
But
we
yes.
don't know the name of the one who posted this thing.
Correct. Yeah.
They're calling her Poster.
Poster.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Poster, Ella, and Bree.
But who do you know more? Someone you have known your whole life, but then during the most formative parts of your life when you moved away to college,
yeah.
then you lived with this new person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, you could make an argument that the lifelong friend, your only lifelong friends because of circumstance. You happen to be in the same town at the same time. Whereas the college friend,
somebody you actually chose or you were assigned the same dorm.
It could be that too.
Because
yeah.
I'm still friends with the guys I was in Baker Hall at CU with, but I didn't have any choice in that. I didn't go like,
right.
Alex, Kenny, Danny, let's be friends. Like, we just became friends because the three of us were in a quad.
Shoved
and we didn't
together.
Have any choice.
Yeah. But you're at least narrowed down a little bit. At least all of you went to the same school. So you
yes.
have that in common as opposed to just we're from the same town.
And you actually bonded doing real life stuff as opposed to mm-hmm. just your friends because of time.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this woman is asking if she's the a-hole for wanting to back out of the wedding.
Yes.
There's definitely more than one a-hole in here, in my opinion.
Yes. I would say all of them.
One is the bride.
Is she, you think she's an a-hole?
In her mind, she's like, I need to have my two best friends ever as my same job, knowing that they don't like each other.
Yeah.
She knows.
She knows.
Your friends don't like each other.
She has even said that she knows that Bree is snappier around the poster. She knows.
But pretend you're the bride.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say, I want Bree as my maid of honor and then Poster as number two? Then Poster's going to be upset. You ask Poster to be the maid of honor and Bree to be number two. Bree's going to be upset. So in bride's mind, Ella's mind, she thinks,
problem solved.
I'm going to do a co.
Right.
It's a co-chair thing.
No drama. It's going to be good.
But
love
they
each
hate
other.
Each other. So
but
it's.
They'll like each other if I force them into it together.
Or neither.
Yeah.
That is. If you have a sister, like, that's when you do that. That's
yeah.
when you zag. That's when you...
Whoa, so by her asking best friends, we know she does not have a sister.
Though. We don't know that. Like,
you can never ask a friend over a family member, right?
No, you absolutely can, but if you have two friends, your sister gets you out of it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the sister's like, oh, I'm third wheel.
Well, you're going to be second wheel.
She's booted up to first.
But still, then when they walk in, there is a hierarchy. Like, who gets to walk in first?
They're walking together at even paces, right?
No, because there's going to be a groomsman with each one. Like, there's...
Oh. Yeah, and then does he need two best men to match up?
Sort of.
Oh, wow, this is getting...
dude, you guys, planning a wedding is the stupidest thing. Yes. It's all this crap, because then my ex-wife wanted, like, she had three sisters and, like, four best friends, and I'm like, I don't like seven people.
She wanted seven up there?
Yes, and she did.
And you got to balance it.
I was supposed to, and I was like, I don't like seven people. Yeah. I literally looked at her and said, I honest to God don't like, there's not seven people that, or the seven people that I would subject to having to go to Mr. Neat's and spend whatever on a tux. I'm like, no, I'm not balancing it.
You're calling your friends. You're like, bring your dogs or something. Like, we got to fill space.
Right. So I had like my buddy, another buddy, and my three brothers. I got to five. And I don't remember if she trimmed it. I don't remember what happened.
Otherwise, you're unbalanced. The pictures look like ass.
I don't care.
Well, she does.
I know, but it's like, but all that, that's just one factor of planning a wedding.
Because you didn't have enough friends. She had to uninvite two friends. She probably lost two friends in that deal.
It was that summer. Remember, like, she was 23 dresses.
She was a professional.
27 dresses, whatever it is.
A professional bridesmaid.
But then, that's so stupid about women. Like, every man that had me stand for him at their wedding, none of those guys stood for me. Not one. But women go, oh, crap, she invited me, so I have to invite her. And it's like, no, you don't. She might think of you as more of a friend than you think of her as. It's not a slap in her face to, like, you stood three from the left on her and then not have her stand at all. It's so dumb that you think, oh, it's a quid pro quo. It's not.
I'm going to a wedding in a couple of months, one of my buddies, and he was an usher in my wedding, and I'm not in his wedding at all. And I feel
you don't care,
nothing,
right?
About
not
it.
Not slighted.
Nope. I understand.
And you're still, you're still
friends.
Yeah,
I'm still going.
Sort of, yeah.
But hence this whole scenario, women treat it differently.
Yeah.
Are we wrong, Aaron? Like,
I would say, yeah. I've only been invited to like one wedding, and it was my sister's, and I'm questioning if she's going to be invited to mine. Just kidding.
Please don't take this wrong. You're not a typical woman.
No.
You're really not. You let stuff roll off. Like, you don't hold grudges. Like, you're not. Although, it's so funny. Aaron and I were talking off the air the other day. Aaron's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. And equal parts, she's ready to burn society to the ground.
She is. She's one of the darkest.
She's one of the darkest humans I've ever met. She will help you with anything until she kills you.
She was wishing you were dead, actually.
Yes. So what do we do? Have we decided who the a-hole? Like, bride's an a-hole for saying both.
She kind of created it.
I think poster's the a-hole.
Really?
I think so. I think this is about the bride.
Yep.
And you got to put your differences aside for the greater good, which is the bride's wedding. And if you were really your true friends with her, you would see that.
And if that other one was a true friend, you would fake getting along. You wouldn't cause drama. You would.
But
women act fake all the time. What would be new?
Right. But she's going to fake it and then just be a pincushion for that, for the other girl. Like, I can fake it if, say, Steve chooses me and you, T-Hack, for his never-going-to-happen wedding, but we don't get along. I'm going to go, for the sake of Steve, I'm going to be nice, and then I'm your punching bag the whole time, and I just have to take it. I think she's doing I think the bride's an a-hole, and the other, and Bree, her name alone makes her But it's like, Bree, if Bree hasn't come to the table and said everything you're saying, then she's the a-hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should have called Poster and said, I know this is weird. I know in the past we haven't gotten along, but let's fake it till we feel it, or at least fake it till it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's not going to do that,
then
I don't think Poster is an a-hole at all. I think that's very, like, it's your best friend since you were little and you probably really want to be in her wedding. But you know there's going to be drama and you're like, I will step aside. That's a bold move, unless she's doing it for the notice me thing.
There's that.
Wait, she posted it on Reddit.
Yeah.
She's doing it for the notice me. Dang it.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.